Exercise 2. Page 48. Fancy a different kind of holiday this year? Well, you might be interested to hear about the latest trend in travel, ecotourism. Here to tell us more is Dave Lloyd from Eco Travel. Welcome, Dave.
Lovely to be here.
So what exactly is ecotourism?
It's a special kind of tourism that aims to help local communities. Thanks to ecotourism, local communities benefit in many ways. Not only financially, but culturally and environmentally too. You see, people want to experience the culture of a new place and cause as little environmental damage as possible.
Just how popular are eco-holidays becoming?
They are really catching on. I think people are getting bored with package tours. When people book an eco-holiday with us, they are guaranteed a high-quality experience. We organise pre-trip meetings where you ask as many questions as you like about your destination, as well as meet your guide and fellow travellers.
So your tour guides must be well-trained.
All of our guides are bilingual. Often they are from the country you are travelling to. Actually, they don't only work as guides. You may find yourself in the capable hands of a PhD student or an engineer.
I hear that some of your trips are focused on specific themes. Is that true?
Yes, that's right. It means that people of all sorts of ages are brought together. On our trips, though, the age difference doesn't matter, because people are united by similar interests. Quite often, groups keep meeting years after their original trip together.
Which destinations and themes are most popular with travellers?
Well, there are the most famous places that people feel they must see, the Egyptian pyramids, for example, but there are many not-so-well-known locations too. Obviously, wherever possible, we give travellers the opportunity to explore areas of untouched natural beauty. Some of our most popular trips focus on discovering the flora and fauna of an area, while others concentrate on archaeological sites and history.
Are eco-holidays expensive?
Quite the opposite. As we deal with the local communities directly, we do not have to go through British operators. We make reservations with the local agencies themselves. We offer a unique itinerary at an unbeatable price.
And do travellers get the chance to explore the local culture much?
We make sure travellers get to experience the usual things. Try the traditional cuisine, see local crafts and artwork, and participate in music and dance festivals. But we also like to take it a step further by holding cultural exchange workshops. For example, in Peru, you can spend a day with local fishermen, learning how to construct a traditional fishing boat.
What about accommodation? Is it luxurious or basic?
We offer comfortable accommodation in charming little eco-hotels. On some occasions, clients may also stay in special environmentally friendly tents. But you are assured of a warm welcome wherever you go, as we know all the owners personally.
That's good. Sounds like my kind of holiday.
You are guaranteed a unique experience, that's for sure. Not only do you come back home with beautiful photos, but you will have great memories of the people you met there.
What exciting eco trips have you got planned for this month?
We have a few places left for a trip to Brazil.
What are the dates?
Departing on the 26th of March for 12 days, or on the 24th for 2 weeks. The 2-week trip includes a 3-day stopover in Rio de Janeiro before continuing to the Amazon.
If any of our listeners are interested, how can they get more information?
All the details are on our new website. Book soon to avoid disappointment.
Dave, thank you for joining us. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.